spring cleaning. Get ready for love.
Now, what's the twin brothers got to do with Tucson?
Two sons.
Tucson.
That's really cheap. That's a cheap one.
Oh, I think we better go back to home improvement here. Joining us this morning is Marshall Trimble, Arizona's official state historian and spokesman for Harmon Solar. Where are we going to go now? I want to continue to talk a little bit about David's question on air conditioning tune-ups. He's flooded with direct mail pieces and even some phone inquiries being made from phone banks trying to entice him to get someone to his house to do an air conditioning checkup for as low as I've seen as $19.99. The question you've got to ask yourself is quit kidding yourself. It costs more in gas for that person to get to your house. Do you really think they're going to get there, do a home air conditioning inspection and tune-up, and leave for $19? You're kidding yourself, okay? I can tell you that a good qualified technician out to your house for a complete air conditioning preseason checkup is going to cost you something north of $100 to $150, maybe $170. Okay, now David's question is, how necessary is it if my air conditioning unit seems to be working just fine? The question I would want to ask David and all of you other listeners, Arizona homeowners with air conditioning systems, when was the last time you had it serviced and tended to? Okay, you ought not allow the unit to go ignored for a year, 2 years, or 3 years. If it's been a year or two since you've had somebody out, get somebody out and take a look at it. But do not respond to phone solicitations. That person on the phone doesn't know an air conditioner from a water heater, from a pig and a poke to a three-legged horse. They don't know anything. You want to have someone up on your roof that you can trust your family's safety to and your family's comfort. You want to have a relationship. And the time to establish that relationship with an air conditioning technician is when you don't need them. Shop and find air conditioning technicians just the way you shop and find any other service provider that you want to trust with the sanctity and security and the comfort of your house and your home and your family. And do I need to say it? Do I even need to say this? You can find those kind of air conditioning contractors all on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. We've got air conditioning contractors certified all the way down in Green Valley, Mr. Ethan, who owns Green Valley Cooling and Heating. We've got Kathy and Marshall own Timco down in Tucson. We've got Knight Air Conditioning. We've got Hendel's Air Conditioning. We've got Integrity Air Conditioning serving the Phoenix metro area. And up in Yavapai County, mid-central basin area of Arizona, in the Quad City area, and Sedona and Oak Creek and Cottonwood, we've got Yavapai Heating and Cooling. So we got you covered. If you're worried about who you're going to allow on your property, just get in touch with a Rosie Certified Air Conditioning Contractor. Romy, we've got some more callers. Let's see if we can get to, let's see, David is down. I took care of him. No more questions from David. Perfect. Gloria in Phoenix, good morning. How can we help?
Hi, Rosie. Okay, so I have a GE gas stove, okay, and it's taking forever to light. I mean, it'll click. It used to click a couple of times and light, and now it's 20 times.
Okay, that could be a couple of things, Gloria. One, I tell you, at my house, when I take my gas cooktop apart and clean it, sometimes the little central burner diffuser doesn't get put back exactly in the right place. And if that isn't exactly in the right place, then the gas isn't diffused properly to the little electromagnetic spark that's being ignited. So if you've recently taken it apart and cleaned it, double check that everything is back. Generally, those little diffusers have little slots, and they only fit perfectly in place in one position. Make sure that's the case. If that is the case and it's all in good shape, then you want to take a 200 grit sandpaper and go to the edge of that little electro igniter, and first, when you turn it off, see if it's sparking. Okay, if it's not sparking, just kind of rub the tip of that igniter with that 200 grit sandpaper, brush it off with a little toothbrush, get all the grit off of it, and you should probably be set. Now, if your diffuser is installed correctly and you're getting a spark and it's taking a long time, now's your time to call Rosie Certified Appliance Repairman Frost Appliance, because that, don't mess with that. Because as you notice, when you turn it to light, click, 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 whoop, And it's a hand, hair scorching experience, and you don't want it to ever get any worse than that. So don't mess with it. I'd rather you be safe than sorry. Thanks for the call, Miss Gloria. We appreciate it. Right here, broadcasting live from the Arizona State Fairgrounds for the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show. Romy, do you see our seminars this afternoon? They got a sandwich right in between, like, these two rock star dudes from Canada. They're going to be down here.
Rush?
No, it's Drew and Jonathan Scott, the Property Brothers.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. So, we're going to be, I think we're going to be upstage today.
That sums it up for me.
Marshall, you'll appreciate this. What a lot of people don't know, but I remind my wife of every day, is I'm humbled to say that I'm the number one radio talk show host in Arizona for single women over 70.
Well, and they love that Cajun voice. That's what it is.
They love to know who they can trust when it comes to their house, home, castle, or cabin. I think these guys are probably going to draw a younger crowd.
They look like it, you know. They, I never heard of them.
Okay, it's Drew and Jonathan Scott, the Property Brothers. They'll be down here at the Arizona State Fairgrounds today, right in between. We're their lead-in group. What do you call that?
What do they do?
We're the opening act.
We're the opening act for them at 11 o'clock, and they're on.
Are they music
later.
Guys or what? Yeah,
they're house flippers that have a HGTV show.
Oh, they're back again, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe they were singers or something.
No, I didn't know.